This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Why is it that most fine dining establishments give every person at the table their own dinner menu and dessert menu, but only manage to come up with one wine list? Rethinking how we drink after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
It's one of the most uncomfortable things about dining out. Everyone at the table gets a dinner menu when they sit down. After your meal, many restaurants give each member of your dinner party a dessert menu. But why is it that only one wine list is brought to the table? The custom of bringing a single wine list to the table dates back to an age-old chauvinistic practice that put all decision-making concerning wine in the hands of the eldest male at the table. It's a practice that's been altered in recent years by simply placing the menu in the middle of the table or asking patrons who would like the wine list. I hate when they do that because now we have to duke it out amongst ourselves, and practically all of my friends, male and female, are wine lovers. So my suggestion is print more wine lists and pass them out to everyone. Then when everyone at the table wants a Pinot and I want a Cabernet, I'll order my own bottle. Oh, I know what you're thinking. But remember, most states will let you take the unfinished bottle home. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.